The ordinance would allow for creation of a new regional corporation with a board of directors represented by any community that joins in the effort. The new corporation would be charged with collection and transportation as well as storage of trash and could issue revenue bonds for buying or developing a regional landfill or similar facility. The Regional Economic Development Organization Southeast Conference has been studying the idea to help the region's municipalities cut down on the cost of shipping garbage out of state. It also could be a possible solution for communities that are filling up existing landfills. The state legislature passed a bill in 2006, sponsored by Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson, that allowed for creation of such an organization. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the Solid Waste Authority would be similar to the Inter-Island Ferry Authority.
And all this does is this allows communities in the region to form this authority to research better ways, hopefully more stable and cost-efficient ways, to handle our solid waste in the region. It's a real positive thing. There's virtually no risk involved in getting involved in this. We can always pull out if it doesn't work or nothing happens. It's an easy process to go in and out. It's lengthy, but there really is no risk. The city is not bound to any financial obligation by getting involved in this authority. It gives us a voice at the table of the authority, much like the IFA and the statute and the ordinance that we're looking at is modeled somewhat after the IFA setup. So
Hagerman said it would be up to the future board of the new authority to decide how to proceed on a regional landfill or other solutions.
We are not asking the council to decide on what the solution is or where it's going to be. Nothing like that. That's the work of the authority after it's formed. It's just at this point it has to go through three readings of the city council, have it passed, and then get on the ballot so that the voters can decide as well.
Petersburg has been paying a contractor to ship its baled garbage to a landfill in Washington State for over a decade. There was little discussion among the council members Monday night, although Councilor Lee Corio supported the idea.
This is an important step.
It is.
It needs to happen.
Yes.
And earlier in the day, during a radio call-in, Mayor Al Dwyer said Petersburg should be involved in the effort.
The towns are going to join together and try to find a less expensive way to deal with solid waste. And part of that is finding a place to put it, and the other part is finding a place to ship it out if we can't find a place to put it.
Besides a regional landfill, the authority may also look at energy generation from burning garbage, along with collecting recyclables and composting. Southeast Conference and nine communities have already teamed up for an annual collection of household hazardous waste. The vote was 4-0 to approve the ordinance in its first reading. Councilors Melinda Hofstede and Mark Jensen were not at the meeting. The ordinance needs to pass two more readings by the council before it goes on the local ballot this October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.